Okay, welcome to Happy Valley City Council meeting. Today is Thursday, January 11th, 2018. It's a special day, special meeting. The meeting is called to order because I asked for this meeting to talk about the things that you see before us. So council compensation, potential staff position, social media, mayor, councilors, and what that can look like. But I want to take a moment on record to say that today is the 12th year of our city manager, who's been at City Hall since that 12-year anniversary with the city in general. Not as city manager per se, but how many years, city manager?
8 years.
Oh, well, there you go. So congratulations, thank you.
Thank you, goes by fast.
Serving us for 12, oh gosh, here we go. Talk about silly season.
It is fun.
No, so anyway, thank you and congratulations. I hope they're throwing you a big giant party.
We could've got donuts. Yeah, we could, we're great.
The donut here.
Dang it.
Darn it, didn't even think about it.
Didn't even know today was the day.
You didn't?
No.
I didn't either till he just told me.
I kind of forgot about it too until Travis emailed me this morning and said, happy 12th anniversary.
He's like, oh, by the way, I've been here 12. I'm like, oh, I'll bring it up. Anyway, okay, so everybody's present except Council Drake couldn't make it this morning. Unusual, because he works, so we'll fill him in with the information. All right, so council compensation, this came up in my mind just because I want to talk to the council. It's 2018, we're moving forward. We hear this often, are you paid, are you not paid, volunteer, not volunteer. We're getting busier and busier and busier. A lot of small communities still don't have a compensation package for their counselors, not unusual, so this might still stay the same as we've always done it. I think this council came on knowing that that's the case, but the more time we spend, and I find that we're gonna just get busier. So even if it's not for this council, I wanted to have a conversation maybe for future councils. And what is it like to attract new counselors or, you know, make it a possibility if that's what we think could be in the right direction. So my original thought, well, Jason can speak to, there's only two ways to do it. So if you wanna mention those two ways and then we can talk about, is it something we wanna move forward with at all?
So council compensation is not out of the ordinary. I mean, there's the League of Oregon Cities did a survey back in 06, and I think they've done an update since then, but there's lots of cities that have compensation for counselors, and it varies from $2 a meeting at the low to, you know, some are receiving a lot of them in the 1,000 to 2,000 range per year. So it's not out of the ordinary, but there's two ways to do it. One is to do it through a vote, and then all the council would get, if it's approved, council would get whatever compensation that is immediately. Or the council implements it, and then once you're reelected or new electeds, then would get that, because you can't basically give yourself compensation. If you're going down this this path, I would recommend that you put a committee together to analyze what other cities are doing, kind of what would fit in this community. Also to gain a little support, whether you go either the vote route or just the implementation route. So, oh, and also, it's not just compensation, some receive health benefits. So that's another item that could be listed on the compensation.
Right, and so for historical purposes, at one time, even before I was on council, so more than 15 years ago, the city councils of Happy Valley were given, I believe the amount was $40 per meeting. This, like I said, before I was here. And what ended up happening was it became an accounting problem where people were just cashing their checks. So it was like, oh my gosh, we're issuing these checks for their time, and there wasn't a lot of time, it was nominal, and they ended up getting rid of it at one point. So, and since then, it really hasn't been a conversation. It's kind of come up a handful of times over the last, I would say, 8 years, probably, really. I mean, I've had it, everybody's like, oh, I didn't know, or yes, I knew. I know one time we talked about it when Councilor Andrusko was here. He brought it up, so we talked about it. It was agreed that, no, we didn't think it was time. It was a down economy. Should we get paid? But again, I kind of tie it more to how how busy we've become and are growing in a city of 20,000 as opposed to a city of 4,000 or 3,000. Now, I've talked to other councils or mayors and so forth, and just as Jason mentioned, some don't get any compensation, but they might get 401k. Some might get a health benefits covered. Some might get just a stipend once a year. It's not a payroll check. It's a stipend usually. I don't think anybody gets them that. So anyway, thoughts on where we're headed, what we're doing, and if we think we want to move forward with exploring this more, which route do we think we want to go? So I'd like to get information before I have my opinion. Councilor Sherman?
Yeah, you know, it's personal perspective, I don't see a real compelling need for it. And the reason I would say that, I would agree that we are very busy and we do devote a lot of time, especially the mayor devotes an incredible amount of time to the city. There's a kind of a line between some nominal number, $100 a month, whatever that number is, which is really, I guess, again, personal perspective, a non-event. It's not enough to incent me to do anything, nor is it even really necessary. And then if we kind of took it to the next level, which was, you know, we want to attract people to city council or you know, compensate them for their time, the number then gets to a point that then I become uncomfortable with, where if we're talking about a few thousand dollars a year, you know, $500 a month or whatever that number is, it starts to become a number that I feel uncomfortable with as far as the size of the council. And now we've got five people collecting $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year in total. So I don't feel like we're missing. I don't think we could come up with a number that would be large enough to incent somebody to run for city council that normally would not, but they feel like, hey, I need to still make a little extra money to cover my time. I see it as kind of a non-event. So, would you know, if the council, if I had everybody else's input and heard, you know, three voices that said, you know, I feel like I really do put in some time, would like to get a little extra money to cover that time, I would feel good about that. I guess I feel like the fact that my parking is paid for when I go places, my car mileage is reimbursed, and we do a trip or two a year, I see that as kind of my compensation. But again, if the rest of the council feels like it's something they would want to approach, I would be supportive of that.
Councilor Goldman?
I would tend to agree that if you're talking a straight compensation, I think it's hard to come to a number that I would feel comfortable with, and for me as well. I mean, and this is from our perspective, so we, I think, around this table make enough where it's hard to say $100 a month is impactful. I would say, however, though, if you look at other compensation opportunities, a 401k adding to a retirement plan, I'm one of the people that I drive my personal vehicle for almost every city function, and I've never once turned in a receipt, and that's been my choice. I'm not at all opposed to a compensation package, especially when we're thinking about the future and as this city grows, but like Councilor Sherman, I think that you said $40 earlier per meeting, that would be $80 per month. I don't know, like Councilor Sherman said, that's significant enough to where someone's going to say, wow, that's a great compensation package, and I'm really gung-ho for that. But I do think that if you add to someone's 401k, or that there's the potential for that to have some appeal to someone down the road. So I'm not opposed to it. I'm kind of in the middle, kind of indifferent on the matter.
Okay. Council President.
I've always been opposed. When Councilor Andrusko was here, this came up, and I was kind of the notion that I signed on this for nothing and knew I was going to get nothing, and I've never turned in a receipt other than when we go way out of town. However, I have changed my mind on this because of the time I see the mayor putting in, especially, and everybody else. I don't put in as much time as probably everybody else if it was broken down. But I think the city is to the point where I think this needs to be looked at seriously. People ask me all the time, and I know they ask you people, how much do you get paid for doing it? And my standard answer is, it costs me money to do it. And I think we've gotten to the point where the city financially has enough to compensate its mayor and councilors a small amount. Whether you want to add on benefits package to that or not is up for discussion. I think I've already told the mayor that, in my opinion, and I didn't do a committee to come up with this number, but I came up with a reasonable compensation number of the mayor, $2,000 a month, and the council's $1,000 a month. That's what I came up with, what I thought was a reasonable compensation for the amount of work that is put in. It's not a huge number. I don't think very many of our citizens would begrudge the council making that kind of money. Most of them don't know we don't make any money. They think we do. And then the compensation on top of that, whatever or nothing, I don't care. I think that the time has come to put this out for a vote and not wait. I think the next election, whether it be November or May, I'm not sure which one you want to do, I would leave that up to whoever thinks whatever's best. But I think it's time to come up with a package, put it out to the voters. I would be shocked if the voters denied it, because it's such a small amount of money. But I think it's enough money to compensate us for the time we put in. And that's my feeling. I think this is something that should be done right away.
Councilor Gullaby.
If I can follow up on Councilor Ellis, I think the only way, if it is the desire of the council to do this, the only way is via vote. And we've had that discussion. I'm not comfortable with us making the decision, and even if I get reelected, that's how I receive that compensation. I don't think that that's the fair and just way to do it. I think, to be totally transparent with the citizens, it has to go to a vote.
I agree. I mean, I think they should make the decision whether they think we're doing a good enough job.
Right. Yeah, I don't think any differently about the process. And I don't think, again, we're talking about decision for everybody,
right,
not just who's sitting here today, because we did it for different reasons. But when I say that, I would imagine whoever runs for office, let's just say you did it the other way, and it goes to the vote of people, and it doesn't pass. Would that make you not want to serve? No. I mean, it shouldn't. That's not why you're running, right? So if that's what the voters say, that I wouldn't be worried about a, you know, marketing event to say that. It's just, do you think that your counselors and putting a team together to do that? And I'm fine with that. And if they said yes or no, I'd be fine with that. I was going to comment about, you know, I've loved not getting paid, actually, right, over the years, because it holds you to a, you know, you kind of ramp up your hours as the city's grown, for sure. And the schools of thought are, well, when you don't get paid, the last thing I love to say when people say, listen, I'm paying your salary, you're going to do it this way, I'm like, well, let me remind you, I don't get paid. And when you leave, you don't feel bad, right? If you're gone for a month, you're gone for 2 months, I can organize it, it can get covered, and I don't have to worry about it. The issue I have changed my school of thought, because it has been, it just gets busier and busier. We can say no to everything, right? We can just come to the 2 meetings a month. That's what people expect us. That's what a lot of us think that we're doing, not knowing that you work behind the scenes. And sometimes maybe we should say no and say, I can't go here today. But we are in the time where Happy Valley cannot not be at every table. And I say this because we're not big enough that we don't have to be there. People just know or care who we are. But we're not small enough to also walk away, because we have voices, and they have to be heard, and they have to be supported by the region as well. So it does take time, and some weeks certainly are lighter than others. But I would say we put in at least 30 hours a week when we're talking. I mean, I do, when meetings and calls and emails and it has nothing to do, I'm not trying to make a decision on whether I need it or not. I'm just saying for the job that is done, should there be a package? I'd like to see a group put together, whoever that is. Maybe it's part of the budget team, maybe it's, you know, just some ad hoc citizens come together and let them develop and do the research of what's out there. You'll see some cities that are so different. So Hillsboro's over 100,000 now, I see. I think their mayor is compensated like 24,000 or 25,000, or maybe it's changed since then. But then you'll see the mayor of Tigard is compensated 55,000, and he's only 50,000 people. And the mayor of Gresham's 100 and some thousand people, and he's at 65,000. And he just went up from 50 to 65,000. Obviously, Mayor Hales and Denny are way different because of the forms of government. But when I see them at all the same things I'm at, anyway, zero, and I start, wait, something's, we got to fight the same fights no matter if we're 2,000. Well, 20,000 now. When we were 2,000, we weren't fighting the same fight. So I'd like to see it move forward and just see if it's something and what the committee comes up with. Let them gather some new information. I'm sure LOC hasn't updated from 2006, and they can do their research, and let them come back to us and say, here's a recommendation, and then we can decide on a ballot. If we were to look at May, I'm sure we're going to have titles and stuff though early, so I don't know how quick it can move forward, but maybe November. Questions?
Just a clarification. When you had said earlier, you're talking about the ranges from a couple bucks a meeting to did you say $1,000 a year or $1,000 a month?
So I was just, and this is 06 data.
Okay.
So there's a group of cities, Eugene, Wilsonville, that would be close to that for counselors, $1,000 a month.
A month, okay. I thought I heard you say a per year, so
Based on your comments on
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And then another group like Troutdale, Westland, and Tigard that are closer to the $500 a month, but this is old data. So.
Okay, but that's
Eugene,
so...
Eugene, Hillsboro aren't even on this.
Yeah.
Well, Hillsboro mayor making $3,000 a year in 06, and now they're making 60-some.
No, Hillsboro was 25.
Okay.
So when we're looking at our, call it our peers, or our nearby cities, so you look at, Oregon City, Milwaukee.
I don't know what they do. Yeah, they might be volunteers.
You know, I mean, I guess, so to temper my position, I am certainly open to, if we'd like to go down the path of exploring this, have staff come up with a recommendation. You know, as long as we're in the mix and doing what's appropriate, given our peers, I'm certainly willing to explore that. I like the idea of having citizens make the ultimate kind of like having a committee form that makes the ultimate recommendation. I like the ability to say I make nothing, and I would say the only thing I would kind of push back on is I don't know if I like the idea of like a 401k. Compensation or healthcare, just because I just don't know how that muddies the waters with like my personal savings. If you've got access to a plan, it then limits kind of what you can save. Once you have access to it, then you can't save in other places. So that would be something I think we need to kind of research. Healthcare, same way. I don't know. So I'm up for election this year. If I'm on the city healthcare plan and I'm not reelected, am I like dumped and then I have to go find healthcare?
Yeah, so I don't know how all of them work.
That makes it a little complicated for me.
That's right.
But I would be, if we want to go down the path of exploring it, I am supportive of that exploration.
Yeah, Councilor President Ellis.
After listening to Council Sherman about the compensation part, the benefit part of it, I think if we move forward on this, I think maybe no benefits probably would be keep it clean and a lot easier for everybody involved. So maybe just a salary or whatever it is. As far as setting up committees and going through all this stuff, I'm not too in favor with all that because it could drag on for years, literally.
I'm talking a timeline committee. Here's your charge and here's the deadline.
I just think that a salary such as I suggested is a reasonable number for anybody in this part of the world. I mean, our average person in this city makes over $100,000 a year. And if we want to pay the mayor $25,000, I don't think we need a huge production on this. We just need to figure out if we think that's fair in regards to how our city finances are. And I think we need to move forward on this. I just don't think we need to explore this for years and look at 500 cities out there, who's paying this, who's paying that. I mean, if we think this fair, let's just put it out there for a vote and see what the citizens say.
I think a structure could, there could be a hybrid approach to that. Councilor Galloway?
I guess I would differ a little bit on that front. I would like a vetting procedure rather than it's my gut feeling that this is going to be acceptable. I think that we can have a timeline for a committee and say we need some definitive answers by this set criteria. I'm not comfortable just throwing numbers up in the air and saying, oh, okay, well, I feel like that sticks. I'm not comfortable with that at all.
Yeah, and I think it could be a hybrid approach. I get it's reasonable, but this can be staff run. This isn't a secret. It's a staff run where you're like, go get this information. We could probably assign a 3-person committee with a definite timeline for both dates of when things have to be in, and if one can't be reached, then we move to the next voting date, you know, because there's timelines. But that's for
I'm okay with that. I guess what I'm getting at, I just don't want this to drag out for years.
I get it. Right. It makes sense.
In government, we all know that can happen pretty easily. So I'm like, let's if we're going to do this, if we all say, no, we're not doing it, then let's drop it and move on. If we say, let's explore it, then let's do it quickly.
Right. I think when I try to wrap it all up in one sentence, the one thing I never used to do in my mind was say no to anything with the city, because I had lots of time. You know, it's like, no, I'm going. I now catch myself going, enough. You have to, you know, you start to replace other things to want to do. And you know, I'm always doing something. So it's like, I got to say no because I want to go here, go there, you know, listening to just, okay, wait, Lori, you don't have to go to everything because it's a volunteer position. You got to watch yourself. And I tend to want to keep, you know, making sure we don't miss something. And anyway, and so that I think it's reached a point where, and now some mayors have to keep track. Like I know that the Tigard mayor, for that kind of money that his voters allowed him to get, he has to keep a timesheet. He actually documents where he goes, what he does, in order to, and he turns it into the HR to say, so that when they do maybe a review of him for the public, he'll say, I've put in, you know, so it's not just, because what if the next mayor comes in, this is your salary, and they say, I'm coming to 2 meetings a week, because there's no designation as to why they should get paid. Now, I don't imagine a mayor should ever do that, but if you're looking for the future, there might have to be some sort of, I don't expect it to be that much, but my point is, everyone does it a little differently. So, anyway, Councilor Sherman.
Yeah, that would be my kind of thought, and again, not from this group, but going forward, putting in place compensation, then kind of puts some guardrails on your time commitment and or some expectations on it. And you know, do you run the risk at some future point in time where the 4 sitting members don't like that the 5th member doesn't make it to meetings? And you have some issues with that. And the other is, you know, again from a personal perspective, being compensated won't incent me or disincent me from going to a meeting. I think it's an important meeting and I need to go to it for the city, so be it. I'm not going to say, well, I'm getting paid, so I better go to this one. I kind of see that as not necessarily impactful. But I do, I agree. I think to be reasonably positioned and to make sure that from a future perspective, we're treating our council well. That makes sense. So.
Well, let's not overthink it. Let's just.
Yeah, I just would like to follow up. I do appreciate what you're saying. I love to attend meetings. I'm kind of like you, Lori. I don't say no to any meeting that I can attend. And so I don't need the added kind of pressure of I'm getting paid, so I'm going to go attend a meeting. However, I do think that perspective is us here sitting here today, and our job is to cast a vision for the future of our city, and people in the future may be incentivized by that to go put forth that extra effort that because now they're paid. So,
well, I will tell you this: the citizens will hold them accountable.
Right.
If they don't see it worth what, you know, if they ever find out, it's just the way it works. You know, and you can't You can't overrule, you're the electeds. Nobody can get you out except the voters, and if they don't like what you're doing, they're gonna let you know, and that's just the way it goes. So I don't wanna overthink it or over-process it, but I do think we should take a look at it. It sounds like we kinda can do that. I'll fill Markley in. I don't doubt that Markley would probably think the same way. He's putting in a lot of time too, so. If we could get some, do you have my notes on the directions in and how maybe we could bring something like that together?
Yeah.
I really don't see more than a odd-numbered group committee. 3, 5, maybe made up of budget, obviously HR, you know what, whoever.
Yeah.
And maybe one or two people from...
Heavy staff support on a smaller committee on a tight time frame.
Okay, you got it?
Got it.
Okay. So let's move forward with that then. All right, so then this next, we have time, good. I was keep thinking like we're 10, but we're 11, right? 9 to 11.
11.
So this idea comes forward, again, from me. And I think all the thoughts I have moving forward is just from the time I've been doing it and how we've moved forward so quickly and all the things that are happening. And even though we've been the fastest growing city for, as Rob Wheeler, I think, stated, since 2000, the other night, the trajectory has been like this, but everything that when we took that downturn in 6, 7, and 8, it kind of seemed like it, you know, and now it just really does. And I see it from everybody's faces and all of our faces, what's going on. But from elected officials' perspective, we are so much more in the public. We have more public, more pulses, more touches, more, you know, what's happening in the city. And so my perspective comes from how I see the city, and of course, I think running for office at a higher level about what really is out there in the public from an elective point of view. And so when I think about this and why I wanted to bring a position forward from the mayor's office or from the elected's perspective office, it really comes from running for state rep. And that's where I'm like, wow, I didn't realize so many people take a pulse about certain things I'm elected, and then seeing other mayors and councils have point people that are working. This has nothing to do with staff, always works for us, but from our view or our political perspective when we're trying to push information or pull information. So I'll pass these out of thoughts. This is just a draft and it's just thoughts. It's not a prescriptive of exactly what I think it should be, because I don't know what I think it should be exactly, but I have ideas. Don't know what a name would be called. I don't know exactly the logistical way and that they would interact between us, because the only person we can hire and fire is the city manager and the city attorney
and then
but as far as any other support staff, and that, you know, obviously that's Jason's job, so I don't want to get into where, hey, I already talked to Jason about this before I even brought it to you guys, because is it even a possibility, you know, looking at a budget, do we have space for this? But I think there's a gap, and I want to know how to fill that gap, and I wanted to talk to the council about, do they think that there's a gap? And when I think of examples of what that gap is over the years, when, whether it be, and this is kind of a subtopic, but social media perspective, can we talk, can we not talk, how do we talk, how do we push forward when we're stopped in the streets, you know, question, do we have a team where we are directly talking to without getting into his space, and I don't even know how all that works, but I wanted to have a conversation after talking with other mayors. Obviously there's examples in here. Bigger mayor, so I can't even compare to that. But for instance, we all know that, like, Tim Knapp has Wilsonville, has Mark Ottenott. He's had him for years. It's a staff position. I think he answers to the city manager, but he's just always, you know, it's a constant communication. Jason used to be that kind of more for me when we were a little bit smaller, but things have gotten so busy. He you know, hired Ben, and he still does all that stuff, but we're always on the go and thinking, and it was like, okay, who's making sure that when I have a message to send, it's being encompassed from my political brain, not a staff brain. I'm trying to be open without being offensive or not offensive. I'm just trying to have it and say, G, Jamie does a great job when we go down. Ben's at all my meetings now when Jason, you know, is running here, and Ben goes and gives me this, and here's the paper, and I'm prepared. I'm always prepared. But then when I think, oh, I have to respond, it's, you know, making sure. And can there be somebody who sits with mayor, but then be expanded to council, because I wouldn't need all the time by myself. You know, I was just, as many hours as I said I just put in, I couldn't have a full-time position following me around and, you know, taking pictures and doing whatever. But, and so I just wanted thoughts and feedback based on this information about what a position could look like from the mayor's office, but encompassing of city council as well. And what are you missing, or is there a gap that you guys see? That is it just me that sees it, or is there something that so I kind of want to start off with that conversation. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So I can see a need like this, and it raises a lot of questions in my mind about the role of an elected versus a city staff member. And the reason I say that would be things like when we're talking about going out to, you know, for a parks measure. Mm-hmm. And as an elected, we can go out and pound the pavement and talk to people about it. As a city staffer, you have to be very careful with that. And this seems like almost a hybrid position that kind of blurs that line a little bit. And I guess my initial thought would be, if as a council and as the mayor, if we're not able to get our information out there, or we're not doing our jobs well enough that we need to have an additional person, I'm not exactly sure how to address that. I get a little concerned with having any staff member directed by council and or the mayor. I see our relationship as only through the city manager. I like that wall. If the city staff says, you know, there's a certain value here we could add, and there's an aspect that we're not hitting that we really could communicate better politically, we could be more active achieving these things, and we really do need a public affairs director or some position like that. I'm all for exploring that. Personal preference would be to keep that under the city manager in whatever place makes sense, whether it's, you know, with Jamie or Ms. Lorenzi, Ms. Huff, sorry about that, whether it's in that position, you know, with Mr. Bryant, however that is, and then that position works through the city manager, and direction is kind of placed in that way. And then the city manager has the ability to say, you know, I want you to mirror the mayor today. You're going to be involved with these things. Here are the things that I want you to do for the mayor this week. As long as there's still that direct chain of command through the city manager and through city staff, I think that maybe makes some sense. I just, not you, but a future mayor that maybe has designs that are different than the rest of the council, and now we've got a position that answers through the mayor or through the city council, and that person's not getting the attention that they want, or it's being directions aren't all on the same page going forward. I just see the potential for some problems with that in the future. Right.
Yeah, and our charter doesn't allow it. I mean, it has to be under the direction of the city manager. I mean, I have that here, direction of the city manager. I mean, there's no other way to do it, right? Well, I mean, there's another way to do it. I can just say that's what we're doing, but it doesn't make sense to do so. You know, I mean, other mayors do it, you know, like, for instance, Shane from Gresham. Well, you wouldn't know this probably, but he hires his own person. I mean, they hire it. It works for them. And actually sits at City Hall most of the day, but he, you know, when he's out, he'll have them sometimes with him and doing some stuff. But it's no different than Ben. I mean, Ben was doing the exact same thing on the, you know, certain meetings and stuff, and he goes. And, like, for instance, today I have to go to the mayor's meeting. Ben doesn't go to that. Shane has his person there sometimes. And then, but GPI, Ben usually goes to. But I, you know, sometimes go. So I'm going today, and, you know, it's coordinated and it's well coordinated. But the difference is that the mayor, because they're with him so much, they want to know who that person is. It's not a assigned person, and they work well and always tigered different. Mayor Cook doesn't have a person who's with him all the time, does all his social media, does all that kind of stuff. And it's an assistant. It actually would, I think he associated, said it was like Gay is, except it's an assistant to the city manager, assigned. And so it's just his, it's not working for the city manager. It's just under that. It would be like, here's your person. This is who you're going to have as work for you. So everybody does it a little bit different. Denny is, of course, a lot bigger. So he's got Joyce, who's more of a personal assistant than a, because Randy is this, you know, city manager. And I think there's do they have an assistant city manager too? However, it goes under Randy. And then Joyce works with Randy, but Joyce is the personal assistant to the mayor exactly. At every event, Joyce is there. You're going here, you're going there. Obviously. David, Councilor Ellis.
I thought about this quite a bit, and I've talked to the mayor about it before. And if I was the mayor, I would demand a person. And I think my idea was a little bit different than what the mayor has in mind. I would demand somebody that could keep my schedule, make sure I get the places, because that's my weak part of it, is doing all this schedule stuff and making sure I'm there. Have somebody go to the meetings and take notes and compile those. And so I guess it would be more like an assistant or a personal assistant, that kind of a thing. Would definitely have to go through the city manager and be part of it. I don't think there's enough work to be a full-time employee working for the mayor. It's probably a lot of work, but it would have to be somewhere else. I think the mayor is talking about a little higher level person than I'm talking about here. I'm talking about, you know, an executive system thing. So what you're talking about here is more of a communications director, is the way I look at it. And we have a lot of people now that do. Steve, we have Jamie, we have Ben, we have Jason, we have all these people that kind of come together and try to do this stuff. And then here we are, we're talking about adding another person that does that. I'm kind of like, well, now how many people do we need doing this? So it's kind of a tough one. I'm totally on board with an executive type assistant for the mayor. That reports to the city manager, is under the city manager, which I think would probably have to be. I'm not totally on board with somebody that is basically a communications director, because I think we're overlapped. And whoever you hire for this position has to have more to do than just work for the mayor, because I just don't think there's enough to be 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. You know, so I almost think, okay, if you're going to hire this, then somebody else needs to go, because then we're overstaffed on this thing. So.
Well, and again, I want to identify a gap and then be able to present it to them to figure out how it's funded. I mean, we know what our budget is, we sign all that, but I want to just identify and then be able for the city manager to say, how does this look, or does this fill the gap, and is this acceptable, or is this what you were thinking, and then develop what that could look like, because. Not only in that perspective, but when I think about the ballot measures that you were just talking about and social media and how does that turn and, you know, what is our, we got to go pound that pavement and pass these things. But what does it look like and what we're saying and how do we do that? And yes, we have our communications doing it from a city's staff perspective or a city perspective, but how are we thinking? And so I think about that, who's good at doing that, who's passing that kind of stuff. And the other thing is about, one of the gaps that we identified was in relation to voters, identifying the diverse voters that we don't have contact with, and what does that look like, and who are they? So again, relationship team building for us out there and saying, now listen, how is it that you guys are portraying what you guys do every single day? So it can be a lot, but again, I don't have all the answers. I just think of these things as I go throughout the day and think, I want to develop that.
One quick clarification before Councilor Galbay gets to chat. I think that the measure thing is, it's kind of, I'm a little confused by that. So historically, the council has been able to go out and say, vote yes or vote no. And city staff has always said, we need to be objective in how we do this. We can't really say yes or no. Is that a city rule, or is that more?
That's state.
State.
So the state laws are that you, as individuals, can say whatever you want.
Right.
Staff cannot use public resources to advocate for any measure.
So if we had a hired position that's a city staffer that works for council, how does that, can that person draft an email or a thing that goes out
that
and
would,
says,
that would
oh,
be,
yes?
That would have to be controlled a little more. I mean, there's a little bit of conflict with that.
It's
but
factual
I,
till it goes on the ballot. I mean, till we draft the title,
yeah,
right?
And I think more, I think probably what we're trying to identify here, and this is exploration, is do we have any, do we think that with these levies, recurring levies that are going to be now every 2 to 3 years, we're going to be doing education and going for a vote. Do we want to apply our entire team of admin, community services, whoever, to work on that? Or do we want an individual to be responsible, but then also work with the team, right? So right now, we all just have a part. Everyone's come together to make these things work. And I think maybe the thought process is, okay, can we get a professional in here that can help guide this in a, someone with experience in, you know, doing polling, taking the temperature of the city, and...
Yeah, I didn't want to derail the conversation.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
He's over there.
Oh, what? Oh, my, oh.
It's the coffee, I swear. I do feel that there is a need, and I appreciate that, Mayor, you're trying to be very careful in how you talk about what our city staff does on a daily basis to try and bring communication to not only us, but our residents, and I gotta say, that's a very challenging position for them to be in.
If I could have all of them all the time, it'd be great.
Right, but I also...
Ben, you're with me today. Right. Jason would be like, stop doing that. You're gonna steal my staff.
The council has a variety of aspirations for this community and goals and things you want us to work on. And so we're all over the place.
Yeah.
You guys are very busy, but one thing that I want to kind of bring in to spark my perspective, I own a heating and air conditioning business. I have service technicians. I have installers. To ask a service technician to become an installer is kind of outside of what they do on a daily basis, and it's a challenge for them to make that transition over. I think our city staff in the communications, as you talked about, we've got a lot of communications, great communications here, but it's always been from a city vantage point, strictly communicating what the city is doing. They do a phenomenal job at that, but I think that it's hard for them to think of the political ramifications of that. So when they answer, it's based upon a city response. It's not necessarily based upon the response of the council from a political position. And I think that that's a, I think that there is some holes, there are some holes there that, again, I'm trying to not take away from what our staff does.
Well, I want, yeah, and because it would be a staff person, so can't be
right.
Political, but my question is like when the city posts something on the Facebook about anything, we share it. I share it all the time, right? Sometimes I just share it straight, like, hey, I want everybody to know the city's, you know, leaf pickup or dumpster day, whatever it is. But there's sometimes when it's, and then we want to spin it, right? And not necessarily for elected stuff, but from our view, because
right.
We know, I know when I send something, I have an audience that I know is watching. Therefore, I want to make sure I enhance it, but then I'm like, oh, wait, I shouldn't say that. And I start to question, I should be able to talk to my voters. Now, I don't know how it works, though. So when I think of it as staff, I start to go, so I would like somebody to say, hey, Lori, I know what you're trying to say.
Right.
Here's where you got to be cautious about, but here, let us help you frame stuff so we're all in conjunction. Then you don't say something different. You don't think something different. And then you're like, wait, is she talking on behalf of, you know, so we have a message and we have to be more positive and more out there now than we ever have to before in our, because of the growth, because of the levies, because, and all this internal work is happening. Now, how do we highlight it so we all are one team moving forward? And I feel like there's a conduit that's just a little bit missing to say, I know exactly, Jason, what they're doing because I see them out there in their audience and I want you to know what they're thinking because we don't always get to see you daily anymore because we're so busy. Before it was, oh, we come in, we have these, it is not a negative, it's just we're so busy and I just want to make sure you know what I'm thinking where I'm like, no, that's not what I was thinking and I have to, I want you to always be able to go to somebody when I'm not here or they're not here to say, ah, she's, this is what she's out doing and you know that. And I know we talk all the time, but is there somebody who's, you know, a conduit? Councils, don't care. Oh, go ahead, David.
Well, I think that I see that very much the same way as you do. And the other thing I want to say is our staff is busy and they're going to continue to be busy as we expand as a city. And what we're doing in Salem, what the mayor's doing in Salem, it needs to be done and we need to communicate that. And there needs to, we need to, I asked Lori just yesterday, she said, oh, that's the lobbyist for such and such city. Why don't we have a lobbyist? Well, why don't we have a lobbyist? Because of money. So we are the lobbyists on behalf of our city to get that message out there from a political standpoint, I think is extremely crucial for the development of our community. I don't want to continue putting things on today's current staff. Like today's current staff, now you need to be scheduling the mayor and thinking politically on behalf of the council. I don't want to overburden them. I want to be forward thinking as we grow as a city and we continue to develop this city outwards. I think it's very important that we have a political minded person that is helping us as a council.
Council President.
The position you're talking about, I still don't think there's enough work for full time. So I would be more comfortable with the contract person, similar to how we treat our city attorneys. In other words, if you have a speech coming up, come on in, write the speech. If we have a press release, come on in, write that. We pay them as we go. The other advantage to that, if I'm not mistaken, is that person doesn't fall under the rules of a city employee if they're a contract person. They can advocate yes or no on this ballot measure, that ballot measure. So you eliminate that thing because they're a contract business.
Because the city's paying their bill. The city's paying them.
Yeah, but but they're subcontractors.
I would not do that. And I'll tell you why. I don't want to dissect the team. I don't want to just hire some, I mean, I don't want to just some, listen, I don't need a speechwriter. I need a, I want to, you know what, I think it is, this is, we're talking and it's good that we're having this kind of, because it changes, not changes my thought, but from a political perspective, sometimes what I think is important, when I'm like, ooh, I'm so passionate about, you know, and then I'm like, wow, I that's not important, we're so busy with day to day, it's not important. Now, I know you think what I think is important. I don't ever feel like you guys go, that's not important. Let's not talk about it. I'm so busy. It's not important. But it's like they run parallel. And I don't want it to be substituted. I just want it to run parallel so that there's a person who says, that's almost, hey, the mayor's office with the council thinks that they're on this track and they just want, rather than pull and say, Jason, I want you to know this is so important to me. I drop everything. You've always done that, but I don't want that to be a burden. I want it to be a person who fits in the team and it's coordinated with, not us versus you. I just don't want it to be that way. I wouldn't be comfortable with saying, no, I have this person on the side who I talk to, and then here's what we're doing, and you have no idea what speech I'm writing or not writing, and I don't know. I get you're trying to figure out a way to work it, but I'd rather see a team person. And not full-time, I mean, full-time maybe, but maybe they're doing that other stuff, the survey work, and maybe they're doing where they can't pick and choose, and it's somebody directly to us, and they fill it in somewhere. That would be Jason would have to develop that, because I don't really know what that would you know, survey work, talking to different groups, developing our voters who matter to us, but also matter when we're passing levies and doing that kind of stuff. So there's other work, but it would take time for me to develop. I don't know where the gaps are from your perspective, or it would take some time.
It does concern me, though, that a city employee can't advocate one way or the other. A contract person, and I'm going to differ with you here, and I'm not a lawyer, but it's like if we hire a consultant, they can go either way. They can advocate for or against.
You're using city resources to advocate, and that's where the state law says you can't.
Can't use public dollars to advocate on both sides.
Can't use public dollars to advocate for...
Whether it's an employee or not.
Yeah. It would be no different than us hiring a company to vote, to put together signage that says vote no, or vote for this candidate. Can't do it. Using city resources. So, yeah.
Sure. Councilor Sherman?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it falls back on if the city manager has the use of a position, and whether that's public affairs or communications director, or whatever that is, and that position could be well utilized at the city level, and that person could interface with council via the city manager, whatever that is, you know, whatever that responsibility is, I say let's okay. I could see that. I absolutely, I'm 100% against city council hiring anyone or being involved with the hiring process.
Yep.
I think it's
I guess I shouldn't say yes so easily.
It's fully a city manager decision. We, our responsibility is only to the city manager in that, just like we would a CEO of a company. And I just want to maintain a position. If the position is needed, and it would benefit the city to have that role, and that person is helping the mayor be an effective mayor, the council be an effective council, I want to have that position have continuity beyond the electeds, because that position may be here for 10 years.
It
may be responsible to people of different political persuasions, different political goals. And so I want to make sure that if we are hiring somebody in that role, that it's the voice of the council in total that is being kind of moving that person forward. Yeah, and still, you know, not sure how to structure it, not sure. I do think that whole, the notion of, I love the idea of having somebody who can help push the ball forward when it comes to, you know, getting votes out there. And I see where it's problematic because, you know, as an elected, we can do that. And as a staff member, you can't. And I think the notion of city resources being moved to, or being used to move an agenda makes it very difficult to bridge that gap between the city need and the political desire. I still see that as a real hard thing to...
Well, I'm not talking about I was talking about identifying gaps. Like, so cities do surveys all the time. Who are your voters? Who are your different diverse groups that live in your cities? We have a high Asian population, we have a high Russian population. We don't do any of that kind of...
No.
So I'm talking about an actual... When I see what we're missing, you know, and I saw that as a running, you know, you start to go, oh, wait, we don't even identify with, you know, and we know that our city's growing and the diverse 37-year-olds versus, you know, who are we talking to when we're pushing our agendas? But that's a factual thing. That's not we're trying to garnish the vote. It's taking, yeah. So I was
absolutely no, I agree completely that a public outreach position, whose job is to go out there and take the pulse of the city and then report that back in an objective fashion
up
to city council, and then city council says, okay, we're gonna get out there and push on agenda A and we're gonna vote yes on that. I'm all for that. I mean, I think if we're missing the boat on that, if we're not, I think that's, you know, our polling on parks is a good example of that. Without actually hiring somebody to go out there and do all that legwork for us, the five of us couldn't have been out there, you know, getting 600 people to respond to whether or not, you know, the desires, the needs. So I could see where that could have some value.
Okay. Any other thoughts, comments, concerns? No? Staff, Jason, you guys? I'd like your guys' comments. I really would.
Yeah, I think I think the council is saying there's a gap. think we need to determine what that gap
is.
And that's maybe where we're struggling a little bit, to put words to exactly what you're feeling or sensing, or that we need as we go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where the key is. The rest of it, how it fits in, the hiring, the management, the organization is easy. That's what we do all the time. So I think we just need to kind of lock down what exactly it is. And I think it kind of leads a little bit to item number four on our agenda here, is council's social media presence, how we communicate with the media. I think that may be a key in what an individual could do that we're not doing now. Let me give you an example. How many sites do you have for social media for the mayor?
Four.
Four. All that has to be retained, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have?
Three.
How many do you have?
One.
Okay. As we grow, as social media becomes more important in your communication with the population, it might be helpful to have a staff member that's saying, hey, I've teed this up, share this. That's something.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have a gap now, we really don't have the staff resources to apply that now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so.
Can I?
Yeah, of course, Councilor.
This for me is a gap, and I've communicated this to the mayor. There are times as a my age demographic, which is the median age of Happy Valley, are very prevalent on social media. It gives me the ability to communicate to our residents and to talk to our residents about what's happening, what's occurring in Happy Valley. For instance, 152nd Light. I was concerned about that. I know people who have been in accidents there. I've talked to staff about what's the status on this, how do we get it fixed. I want to be able to communicate that in a timely fashion to our residents from just my own vantage point of connecting with people. I don't know what I can and cannot say. There are often times that I want to speak and I want to share, but because of a lot of these laws out there, I have no idea what I can. So most times I just remain silent.
Well, a lot of time it's training and things change. I mean, we see the OLC stuff. Like, I wasn't even aware, like, I have a private Facebook page, but if it's connected to my other media page, which sometimes I post city stuff on, everything has to be public. So, you know, where I would set things to private so other people can't post, as an elected official, you really have to have everything public. You don't get to put private. People get to research who you are. And I'm like, oh, I got to put that button all the way back over to, even for some of my stuff. So it's being retained and anybody can get on there and see it. So as long as it remains open to the public, that's a change, and it's been a little bit different. So those kind of things, the ongoing training, it's just something we have to ask for, but there's so many new things that I don't see.
And to kind of expand on what you're saying, I don't necessarily see it as the right or wrong thing to say. I think it's, how do we coordinate the ideal thing to say?
Right.
That fits the council's goals and desires.
Absolutely.
So when you go and post, you have a staff member that's saying, hey, I'll take a look at that. The council's direction on this, bam, out it goes. From your personal page or your
council side.
Councilor Ellis.
I personally would not want a staff member on my Facebook pages. I think that's my responsibility to put on there what I want to put on there.
Can I clarify that? I'm not wanting them on my Facebook page.
That's what it sounded like.
No.
Making sure that the message that I am relaying is one that is going to show a cohesiveness of our council, is not going to undermine. So for me, it's a sounding board of, hey, here's what I'm thinking. This is what I would like to say. Can you give me some feedback?
So here's how that person fits in my mind, whether it's true or not true. So we know traffic and public safety was working on these issues. We know as council we got reports on it. We know it's been an issue because we see it on our social media pages and people upset. We know we see another accident, so it's a, that's a situation that's happening. Then we just got report back or whatever this last meeting. Oh, it got the timing was so we're like, oh, thank God, we've been working on this. How did we share that? For the one, the people who were asking, and two, so that he asked me that yesterday, and I'm like, well, you know, staff will put up, you know. But there is no conduit person who says, I know this is important to the council because it is the visual stuff, and I've used that word over the years. What's visual, it seems to be what people care about, right? They don't know what's happening in the inner workings, but visual. So is there a way when somebody says, so there's somebody here who says, hey, are we ready to go? I'm going to let council know this has been solved. Push this. This answers your people, right? That's a very personal touch with us. When maybe I can't get to you to do that, you're busy, and not because you're not, but you're. And if I said, Jason, hey, could you give me a response to that boom 52nd? Now, shouldn't be the city manager's job to have to write me out. But if he coordinates with them and they get it, so there's the gap. It isn't because it can't get done. It's just, can it get done when we're wanting it to get done? And is it a pain in, should we make that our focus? You know, and then I sometimes think, listen, we're running a big company. We shouldn't worry about this little, I don't know. So it gets blurred. And sometimes I get frustrated. And when he asked me that, I'm like, oh, it'll, you know, it wasn't a concern to me, but I was like, oh, it'll get fixed. He's like, no, but I want to say something. I'm like, well, we should probably wait.
And it is a concern for me, especially going back to 152nd, because we did have other political personnel who were involved in that. And
yeah.
And again, as we're going and we're trying to show our residents that we're trying to do good things in Salem on behalf of our city, and I think that sometimes we miss opportunities.
There's examples, I guess. They're not real issues, they're just examples,
no, but,
I guess.
But when you say visual, so one of the interesting things sitting in interviews for our committee, one of the questions you ask is, how do you feel the taxpayers, our taxes are collected and how well they're spent? And it was interesting to me to hear a lot of people say, you know, I think it's really great. Well, why is that? What's the visual things? It's the things that we see on a daily basis, our great parks. Well, what's visual? Accidents happening on a bi-weekly basis at 152nd is very, very visible, especially when people are plastering it all over Facebook.
Right. And even though it's out of our control to fix, they do think it's
right.
The council's fault or fix it. And then we got it fixed. We
right.
Actually, our staff worked on it. How do we push it? Again,
that's just
little
one
things,
example.
But it's just
that's
one little example, yeah.
I feel like we're getting a little off track here because I was under the impression that the mayor wanted to hire somebody for you. But now you're talking about using this person for all of us.
Well, because
I'm kind of like, okay, which is it? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I call it from the mayor's office because I see it in from a political perspective. But again, I'm not going somewhere for, you know, I'm not Shane Bemis and I'm not Denny Doyle and I'm not going, you know, where I'm like, I'm on, you know, I do a lot, but it could be, we could enhance it because of a person who's like, wait a minute, you guys are a very coordinated council. It's not like the mayor versus the council and
right.
Then the team, you know, I'm one vote with this council and I want to make sure that as we're moving forward, whoever the council is, I'm not trying to, yeah, I just want it to be a, I want this person, whoever this person is, to think like electeds think.
Right.
Not like staff thinks. Or I don't even want to hate that word, but the team thinks. Because your jobs are to think we apply a budget, we do this, we do that, and then we're just getting pushed in this way. And I want to make sure that whoever this person is to say, you know, I know what they're thinking. I heard they were talking the other day, they think this. Now, we go to Jason for that, and he's been perfect at doing so. It's just getting busier and busier and busier, and I don't know. We haven't had to talk about it. Are you too busy to still do that for us? If I was to call you and be like, Jason, I need you to do this social media, you're going to point me somewhere else. That's not your job anymore.
It would be challenging for me to take the time and still do everything else.
Yeah, I mean, and that...
If we're still... If the projects we have, if the direction we're still going is consistent, then I'm not going to be able to go with you or you guys like yesterday to Salem.
Right.
And spend all day talking to new legislators and then social media, because guess what? I don't have the time. No. I can't do that.
And I want to enhance what we've already assigned. I don't want to interrupt it. I want to show off what will work, but I also want to be able to answer the public. Our job is the public. We are elected by the public. And I want to make sure that we're just pushing, and a person is constantly coordinated with us to go, I know what you think, your development. Remember when you wanted the development reports? I want to know what's going on. Can you imagine if somebody's here and you could say, could you tell me? Pretty soon, that person's not going to answer you, and be like, Jason, do this. It's going to be like, listen, the council seems to be bubbling up about some stuff. I want to present a report. It's just not do the. You did it. It was great, and it works, right? I love that report. You love that report. We see it. It's a solved issue. I'm not saying it can't still be that way, but one where that's important, and then we can push stuff, and it's all within the realm of what's legal and not legal. It's a bigger thing, but I don't know how to wrap
it. I still think we're back to, we're, if you do this, you're hiring one of two people. You're hiring a mayor's assistant, no matter what you want to call it. Or if you want somebody that does work for the whole city, then you're hiring a communications director. So the question is, do we need a communications director with all the people that communicate now? Do we need a mayor's assistant? Yeah, I think you do. So I think it's kind of a blurred line there, because the mayor's assistant, executive assistant, whatever you want to call it, I don't care, works for you. She would work for Jason, obviously. It has to be under the purview of the city manager. But you control what they do. In other words, it's do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. If you go into a citywide community communications director, then it's not you telling him what to do. It has to be him telling him. And I think we're two different positions here.
I don't see it that way. I see it as both. I think it could be coordinated. I just don't see it as, I see, because like I said, I think it could be somebody who can say, hey, they're not needing, you're not working, we've got some stuff we can do, but it's supportive of the council, right? We're always, I think it needs to be developed and talked about what that is, as you identified. I don't know what that, we've identified the gap, but I think I'm going to need Jason's leadership to say, here's how I think it could fit and it could work, and give me a couple scenarios if it could work or not work. And then
here's another question for you. I've had, and I'm
love
sure.
This.
We've,
love this. Because it makes me think of questions, too, when I'm.
I'm sure all of us have had a citizen contact us, email or Facebook or whatever, ask us a question about something that might be a touchy subject or whatever, and you're kind of like, geez, how am I going to answer this? And I've called Jason more than once. It's not something that happens every week, but once in a while I'll call up and say, listen, this guy says this, what do you think? Then he'll give me some pointers or something. So you're talking about somebody that's what their job would be. Not, instead of calling Jason, we would call whoever you're going to hire and say, listen, I got this, what do you think? But if they're too busy doing your stuff, then they're not working for us.
Well, I don't know working for us. I know that's a concern. Yeah. So again, I would want to put this back to really picking your brain about, because I don't want it to be that way. I mean, not that way. I want it to be clear about what this is and identifying that. Because they can't be working. This person can't
think
be
those,
working for us.
I think those are specific examples that we can solve. I think we need to get higher level and say, okay, 20,000 people, where are we going? How are we communicating with the public? Do we have the resources, staff resources now to do what you want to do in the future? What is missing? And I'll tell you something that's missing right now is this parks levy coming up. I mean, it's fantastic. We can put the entire team on it, which is what we're going to have to do, just like we did with the public safety levy. But guess what? Everything else gets dropped. It would be nice to have an in-house resource to say, this is your project. You go work with the team, get work products out of the team to help you shepherd this through, understanding the message that the council wants to send to the community. It's either going to be 10 people doing it collectively, like we have in the past, with me as the head, or me as the head with a point person that's going to be the one coordinating it. Still 10 people having input, but...
Right.
And then guess what? 2 years from now, we're doing it again. 3 years from now, we're doing it again.
Right, so that goes to what the other position of that full-time position could be working on, because it still goes to our strategic goals and plans as a council. This is our direction. We decided to get out of the parks. We decided that we now have to provide the services. The council decided that we got to get this message out. So, yeah, they're doing the in-house work, but it's our message that moves forward. So that's one way of doing it. The other stuff is, in the meantime, I'm like, hey, I've got to go to legislative too. So, you know, so there's that stuff too. So it could fill that full time.
I'll take a 2 minute recess. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
But, you know, with what you're saying now I think you've changed again. Now you're into kind of a project manager.
Well, I think the person would do
seriously.
Everything.
So this person's working on the parks all the time. Well, now they don't have work time to work for you.
Look, I don't have a full-time thing. I'm saying, how does this person fit so it's a message of the council, and what is all this count? So it's that along with all those other things that I'm...
I just think we haven't totally defined what we're looking for.
That's what
here.
We're talking about, defining,
you know,
it, yeah.
I mean, what do we need? Do we need somebody to help you? Do we need somebody to help the whole city? Do we need somebody to work on projects? What are we doing here? And I was under the impression we were looking for somebody to help the mayor. That's
but that is helping the mayor and the council. That is helping the mayor and the council. I'm worried about these levies. This is one of my biggest concerns is this is an education by the council. The staff is not going to go out and educate. I mean, community service does it because we're in parks. But once the message starts to get out there, who's doing that, right? Who's coordinating how we do that on a positive light so we are all this team?
I agree to a point what you're saying, but I think we've gotten to we're too wishy-washy here. We don't know.
Well, this
what
is what the conversation, we're not making a decision. This is what this was for.
I mean,
to have a conversation about
the bottom
different
line
ways.
Is that this is something that you brought up.
Yeah.
What do you need?
I just.
Do you need a daily person there to do your schedule for you and help and write letters for you and all that kind of stuff? Or do you need somebody at this level up here?
Both.
Going, write me a political letter.
Both.
Okay. So, but there's not enough work to work just for you. So they're going to have to do other things too.
Project that feeds into the council's goals and strategies.
Then you get into, okay, how high of a level of a person is this? Is this a person that's
so we've
just an executive assistant?
I've looked at that, and it's basically some other examples in other cities. It's basically a mid-level. Not a department director position, not a supervisor position, so lower than that. But someone that is a professional, has some experience in what we're talking about, but a little higher than an executive assistant. So you're talking about a $60,000-ish dollar a year employee that would be housed in administration under Ben's.
And again, correct me if I'm wrong, I get the impression that the mayor wants to be in control of this person, which I don't have a problem.
I don't
want
to be in control of the person as much as I want to have input as to who it is, because since I would be probably the closest to...
But you're talking about you would use the resources of this person more than anyone else.
Probably. Well, maybe not more than Jason and the staff, but working on something I have the council is the lead of, as opposed to planning, right? I do the planning here, but I don't need a direct person in planning. This person would be in admin, right? We're under admin. But we're in admin. We're not in the day-to-day stuff. Communication is our number one key, right? Explaining to the public in a communication fashion what is the council's doing, what are our goals, what is our 2018 strategies, where are we headed? That it's a communication to the public. I'm not sitting here to say, hey, I got to go tell planning to make sure that we... That's a little bit different. So I see this person in that realm. So if they're working on projects of levies that we're in charge of, working on my day-to-day legislatively where I'm out with policy and talking to that person knows from a political head, mind, elected, where the council has directed, and I might need them to say, you know, hey, Tom, or this, so it's different than David, David hasn't.
I guess, to me, the real question is, have we identified gaps?
Yeah.
And I think everyone at the table has said, yes, there are some gaps that we have. I guess I view our job as, say, Jason, we have gaps, and.
Yeah, actually, he might come back and say, maybe you can say now, I think we can cover this with what we have.
And so we've identified gaps, and our job is to direct our city manager to say, we all have identified gaps, and some of the gaps all sound different. Jason, provide us solutions to fill these gaps, and I just don't want us to get caught up in these weeds, because ultimately Jason's got to come to us with proposals of ideas of how to fix these gaps that we've identified today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've told the mayor before, I'm comfortable with her having some sort of an assistant, however that, whatever you want to call her, whatever pay level, whatever, because I think it's necessary. If I was the mayor, like I said, I would be in Jason's office every day going, get me somebody. So I understand that. But I think what we have to determine is, what's the level, who's in charge? And to me, if we're hiring somebody mainly for the mayor, which in my opinion is what we need, then she should have more of control of what that person works on. If that person is out of stuff to do for the mayor, then it's, okay, Jason, this person, what do you got for him to do? You need to get a project, whatever. So the priority would be the mayor. If she's doesn't have enough to keep that person busy, then it goes to Jason. Jason says, yes, I have extra work over here that we can put this person on the stream things. But I
think you just reframed exactly what we just said, maybe a little bit differently, where we can,
but,
think we
but
can
I
develop
think before it.
It
was more for the city, and the city and the mayor was secondary.
No,
I think it should be more the mayor is first on the list, and then it goes to whatever else the city needs, because I truly believe you do need someone to help you out on this stuff. I'm a little uncomfortable with somebody that's on the communication director level, which is way up. So I'm a little uncomfortable with that. But I am in favor of like an executive assistant or something that maybe is a little above the average executive assistant that can do some letter writing or political stuff that you want done. But yet when there's not enough work for that person, you can go, Jason, I got this, I'm done with them for today or this week or whatever the case may be. You have to utilize this person, I guess is what I'm getting at. And I just don't think we need some person up here that's right below Ben. I think we need somebody that's maybe just above the executive assistant level, but not too high up. Because I want them to be for you more than anything else. And the higher up they get, then the more they're going to have to do for the city. So that's just my opinion. I do believe you need somebody.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think balancing the needs of the mayor with the needs of the city as well is a good exercise to go through, and I would rely on, or I would ask the city manager to look at the gaps. I mean, you know, from the notion of lobbying on the city's benefit, communication, executive assistance for the council and or mayor. I mean, you know, maybe it's a position that you know, who's going to the XYZ committee, kind of like where Ms. Huff attends occasionally and takes notes, or Mr. Bryant. Maybe this is a position that has kind of a crossover responsibility like that. I think I would rely on the city manager to come back and make a recommendation as to the structure of that position. I do still, you know, respectfully, firmly believe that no supervisory, that there is no staffer that works for any elected official, nor is there any supervisory responsibility on that. I want this to be a position that absolutely is a city staff position that will be continuity beyond any elected. I just feel very strong that that's an important concept. But if the city manager has a position that is going to be an executive assistant and part of that role, because of just maybe
I get what you're saying.
Responsibilities and timing perspectives, that person may spend a lot of time with the mayor, you know, as part of that role.
Seeking a firewall.
Yeah, I don't disagree with a firewall. That isn't, I mean, like I said, I think it's different in every every city. Because I don't know how Mark is hired. I'm sure he's hired by a city manager. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure Tiger's assistant. I know Shane's a little bit different. Shane is like, no, I hire. I mean, they do it, but I determine it. And I think he's let one or two go, and I think he has a brand new one, actually. Just started a few months ago.
They're actually a limited 10 employees.
Yes, he has 1.5 FTEs, he says, for himself. That's what he just told me. Not just told me.
But they're limited term, meaning that they're not regular status employees. So if a new mayor came in, their position's not guaranteed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're for the mayor. I mean, they are the handpicked.
They do report to a senior manager in the city manager's office.
Yeah.
So they have.
Yeah, because Shane told me, I mean, they do different. It's just a different role. I mean, his person sits in with staff and says, I'm representing the mayor today at the staff now. Mm-hmm. So that's way different than we've ever done. And I don't quite see mine like that, but I don't think that that's necessary at this point at all. That's just different perspective from every place that I kind of talked to.
Yeah, I just one of my thoughts just in from a city employee perspective, when I think of like supervisor responsibilities, you know, if we as a council saw that there was an employee that we felt wasn't doing a good job. We would then.
Let the record show.
Wow. Southwest side of the table.
Stop recording.
This would be via the city manager. We would approach that via the city manager. We'd say, you know, hey, we've observed this person. Or would we normally do that? You know, would we ever approach the city manager in a situation like that and say, boy, you know, XYZ employee, I've heard some stuff, and that person's not doing their job well. Could you look into this? I see a little bit blurred line here as we start getting into somebody that is going to work really closely with the city council as well. So I'm just kind of trying to reconcile how does that work? How does that look? We've got HR. How do those things all work out? But I do think this all kind of goes right back to let's start with the gaps. Let's
right.
see timing, you know, responsibilities, because those gaps may help us to identify the structure in the city right now where there's maybe a deficiency that we're not hitting, and maybe there's a whole structure that we're missing out on, or that we may look at that and say, you know, communication is going to be a 1/8 of a position, but the executive assistant to the you know, mayor could be a quarter time. So if we were going to look to hire somebody, we would say, you know, we want somebody who has some lobbying experience, some public communications experience, some social media experience, and therefore, if we were going to fill this position, we would call it a blank, whatever that blank is, and that role would be identified as 25% for the mayor and council, 5% for this, you know, but I, you know, for me, it kind of goes right back to that starting point.
Yeah, I'm not interested in determining where it goes or divvying up. I just know there are gaps. I want them filled. Can they already be filled by who we have? Is there a space that we can put this so that I can take and not divvy up or divide what is already here? Because that is just not my goal. I couldn't be more pleasantly happy with the team that I have in place. So I've told you that. I want to make sure that that's pushed back to whoever. This is not because, you know what, I'm not just getting what I want, so I'd like to go hire my own person. Not my goal. My goal is to have the best team, and I think that there's a gap, and we could do that. Now, other administrations, other this, we're not that. They bring in their own teams. We know that, right? People handpick because that's what makes me the best team. I would hope that I can be a part of the process of, if I'm going to be working with them, that I have an input, because I don't want to work with somebody I don't want to work with, if it's a new person or an old person. But either way, if it's not today, if it's, you know, if I think this position is needed. It wouldn't matter if it was for me or anybody else as we move forward. If we do it soon, preferably because of these ballot measures, these are on my mind. I'm thinking of how we coordinate. But if we want to wait until after elections to see who's up and who's not, and they want to do the same thing, fine. But I think the position's needed no matter as we move forward, that the council, with social media and how it's going and how we message and how visual we are, that we have somebody who is on the political side, as who then coordinates daily because actually one of the ethical things that makes it sometimes hard is you guys can't be political. Whether you are or you aren't, you kind of have to hold you and just, you're doing the job. And, you know, I'd like a political employee. We could say that. All right. Maybe that's in the I don't know how to do that, but you're not a political employee, but somebody who's thinking.
But we can.
I know. I'm not talking about
it's
political.
It's not
I'm
a political employee. It's
what I mean,
an employee just, that is close enough that understands the political realities and the political climate.
And the players and the people, and they're like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. And I don't know. So it's developable. And I don't want to pretend that I know exactly how it's shaped, but I hope we can possibly, you know, move forward. And certainly, Council Drake, we have all the notes, and we can get to him and have his thoughts, and then, you know, be able to come up with maybe another timeline, and then come back to us to say, is this what you're thinking? I mean, you're thinking, and where they fit into your team, and then how are they coordinate so that we're all one big team. That's my intention, and that's my goal.
Okay.
Not to be decided today.
Can we schedule this as a, I mean, please come back to us with recommendations, and I know the next work session is full up, but can we
I don't even know if we need that. We can just do it through emails
okay.
now.
Okay.
I just wanted to have... Unless you guys had more on it.
Facebook?
Well,
social media.
We kind of already had talked about it. Is there anything else? Because it was part of the, I was trying to tie it to the person position could also be, you know, teaching us and making sure when we're messaging, how we're messaging, isn't it correct? And that's why I just separated it out.
I do want to talk about it for a minute.
Okay.
Am I not correct?
No. Repercussions are the electeds unelecting you, and that doesn't happen anytime soon unless they go through a process. The point is we want to be within our, you know, follow our what we're one elected to do and ethically be responsible with what we put out there is, I think, more.
But I still think you should, if you feel that passionate about something and you want to say something, say it or call Jason and call the mayor and say, listen, this is what I want to say. What do you think? Most of the stuff I put on my council Facebook page is something the city has I share. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The city writes on there. That's what I do to share. Very seldom do I put something that's my own stuff on there.
just think from a, yeah, I do, 9 times out of 10. For instance, 152nd, I just come back to that because it's the most recent. I'm sure that a lot of us were talking to city staff about, hey, what's going on? What's the fix here? How do we get this thing done? That wasn't a me thing. That was a council thing, yet we haven't even talked about that. And that was a serious problem in our community in terms of what people visually saw. And there's been no communication from a... You're talking something totally different than I am. I'm talking about our messaging to our residents that this was a serious problem.
I think it was at our work session. David asked, and Steve said, yeah, these are the dates, June 15th, and it's been somewhat fixed. He's saying now, after that night, he wanted to go home and say, hey, everybody, the problem's been fixed that you've been questioning about, but we didn't have a coordinated message. Now nothing's been out there. So it's weighed on his mind to say, well, I would like to be able to make sure my residents knew we followed through as electeds because we heard it, or even though the staff did the work, but no,
right.
But we didn't say, hey, everybody, give us your feedback. Is it working better? You know, can't, I guess that person or whoever it is, but even if it's not, it's social media. Think about how powerful we could be if we were coordinated in
right.
that message, where you put it out, and we pushed it, and it's great.
That.
So that's what he
that's
was.
What,
that's
what I'm saying.
About.
And, it's,
yeah.
And it's probably as individual counselors, you probably feel a little cautious just blasting something out there. You
sure.
want to make sure it's accurate
right.
and timely.
Right.
And
so then a person, could you go say, hey, could you, are we, push, today push. Or
today's the day.
Today's the day we can push.
And I'm not
going to
call
so.
Up Jason and say, hey, I'm all excited about this fix. I mean, I think he's got more important things to do with
that's
his
where
life.
We question certain things. But yeah.
No, I could see a lot of value in that. I guess, you know, and I hate to go back to the same question about that kind of that firewall between it. If we have an employee, a staff member, could we as the city council use that person to draft information that then we as a city council are actually putting out
yes,
on social media?
Absolutely.
So the yes on the vote, it's not the city staffer
oh.
who's actually saying
oh.
it.
No.
Oh,
no.
No.
Okay.
No.
Once
it
goes.
I actually have the same
okay.
question.
So, but, so if it's sharing the positives and the things we're doing in the city and the things,
right.
the concerns or the things that we've accomplished, that's a yes. If it's a direction on a vote,
yes or no,
then
but
I can write all I want,
but
I
person,
can't ask you to write
it but
me.
A
yeah.
person could say, based on their experience, when you're trying to pass a parks levy or trying to pass a police levy or trying to do whatever, messaging like this based on this polling we just did is how you get your
right.
yes or no.
Right, right. They could do that.
You know what I'm saying? So we did this poll. Your messaging shouldn't be pass this levy because you need police services. The messaging based on the polling that the city did internally, because we hear from our residents and take pulses, says crime has gone down. Council, there's your messaging to pass it. Don't, and then we do it, and then it's over once it goes on the ballot. My point is that it's factual stuff, but somebody who knows how to do that is different than who's
and
being our
staff leader. Doesn't have those that skill set right now.
Right. So in theory, would it be a legitimate activity then to have a staff member whose job is to poll the citizens? They come back and say, you know what? 80% of the citizens in Happy Valley strongly support parks.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cities do information versus,
cities
do
versus
polls.
The saying we think you should vote yes.
Cities do polls all the time.
Okay.
Where they're constantly gathering data. Now, small cities won't want to spend that kind of money on polls, but once you have a base of information, you just gather more data on new residents. You start to say, what is the pulse of the city? How's the council doing? Sometimes you don't want to ask that question, but are you pleased with how we're moving forward with the growth? You know, you actually do a statistical thing where we have now the information, so we're moving forward. Guess what? Now your council's more powerful because we've got the basis,
right.
which you've never done that stuff before, but we don't even have a person. We'd have to, that's contract work, but
someone
there are
that.
People who do that kind of stuff. Other cities do it all the time. We just have never been in that realm, but as I see it, parks now adding to a police levy, we got levies every as we now
two
say, every 2 to 3 years.
I do have a question back to this. You know, evidently we do have somebody that deals with city Facebook.
Yeah, Chelsea and...
Okay, so I guess
dropped the ball.
It's like, exactly, why was this, if this was so important, why was it not?
Well, and here's part of the problem, and maybe why you're having this conversation as a person is because maybe we didn't feel like it was that important. Yet you did.
So that's, again, where I come back. My whole thing was city staff operates from their vantage point. We operate from our vantage point. I know people who have been involved in accidents there. I see it blown up in my Facebook page. I see it blown up in Nextdoor. I am personally feeling the burn for my residents that this is a problem, and it's a serious problem. We had rollover crashes there, for crying out loud. And so I'm excited that our staff, with us, you know, a part of it as well, came up with a solution. And the solution was getting the county involved.
The solution was we fixed a problem that wasn't ours. That's the positive.
And so the city staff, I think, just comes.
This is something that should have been out there as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. But it's that gap of just, we just are busy. And we've got stuff we put our staff on. That's the perspective from we're not sitting every day coming here 8 to 5 working our butts off to do what we have to do for us to be able to put those messages out. We get to do the fun part, right? Or the not so fun part, sometimes negative, but that's our job. And I just want to make sure, you see it.
The 152nd, we will put something out that there was a solution put there, but guess what? There's going to be another wreck. Just because it happens. And so that anytime we do anything like that and say, look at what we did, we're awesome, it's going to blow up in our face. Because the next day, someone's going to get in a wreck and they're... I know. So it's that messaging. It's what we got to do a better job of is understanding the impact of the community, the relationship between the counselors and the mayor and the community, and that message. And frankly, that's a gap. We don't do that well at it.
Ben.
We do a great job of saying, we've got these projects and look at what we're doing and awesome programs and blah, 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 blah. But when people start complaining about something, we usually shut down.
Well, you'd have no choice because you'd be dealing with emotions all day long if you had to do it. That's our job. It is not your job to do. It is your, you know, like I said, I'm excited when I go to the Capitol. You know, the legislators are like, oh, please shut the door. This is my job. You know what I'm saying? You see the lobbyists and they're all like, they're going to cry. They hate their lives. They're like, I don't care who's in here wanting to change the laws. And I'm like, oh, wow, they're citizens. Again, it's that political... versus you couldn't be caught up in it. You'd never get anything done if you were emotionally attached to it. Ben.
One other thing I just add too is that we have a core communications group. So Facebook, Steve, Chelsea, Stephanie, and myself, we meet once a week regardless. I mean, I think if we bring on a new person, we'll need to do this. And even if we don't bring on a new person, something that would be beneficial is a conversation so that everyone knows, or that new person knows exactly what your expectations are in terms of what messages you want to make sure are out there and certain things like that.
Counselor.
I want to bring up something that's not, it's communication, but it's not on the agenda.
So new business. You'd like to add a little new business to our special meeting? Perfect. Are we all in favor of new business being added to the agenda? We can do that. It's a council meeting. I can do whatever I want to it. But we want to announce it on new business.
It's a communication issue. And it's a... Anyways. I'll just say it. The counselor corner in the newsletter, I'm not comfortable with it anymore. And the reason I'm not comfortable with it is because we have nothing to do with it. But yet it's still called the counselor corner. But none of us have any input in it. So... You can put something in the council corner that I totally disagree with, and it automatically means I support it. And so I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay.
And we did add the counselor corner based on those conversations that, remember that communication dedicated session that we had on a Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a while, but
that came out of that. Yeah. It was, okay, let's do the mayor and then do a counselor corner.
On basic topics.
On basic topics, but we can revise based on what council wants.
I mean, if you put something in there that, and I know the city can't advocate it, but something that I totally disagree with, I don't like.
Was there an example?
Yeah, there's been some examples, yeah.
Do you have them?
Well, the street view was one. There was an article in there about how we don't have any money and this and that and everything else, and I'm like, I don't agree with that. So why is my name being signed on to that? That was one of them. So, and I'm just saying that I don't.
Okay, well, certainly.
I just don't, I think it either needs to be eliminated or we need to do something.
Sure.
Because none of us have any input, we don't write it, we don't even know what's going to be in it.
Yeah, well, I think probably a good way to probably resolve that is just more probably a check-in rather than.
Send it out before we public, or before we include it and say, is this fine with?
We had this conversation once before.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we sent it out and then it was like, no, I want input, no, and then it became personal and then it wasn't not, and then it was not, then it was eliminated and then we brought it back up. I think probably the better way is, a check, just a coordinated check-in on the topics that we're doing and, you know, certainly, I guess we can send it out, but it's not for revamping because it makes it, yeah.
I'm not asking for a revamp, but I'm not asking for input, I'm just.
Again, yeah.
I don't like it. I guess that's all I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, okay, well, we can, I think we can probably talk about it. Council corner minus council president. Council corner minus the council president.
A portion of the council.
The council president does not endorse this statement.
The slam runner, that's really, I'm sorry.
No, I know what you mean.
Only put the people's faces on it that.
I think it could be, I think there is plenty of topics that we can, where we can pick the ones that everybody is in favor of, and if there's some that aren't, then we can do it.
I just don't think somebody's name should be attached to what they don't agree with.
Okay, Ben?
Oh, I was just gonna say, I mean, just for the most part, we try to make it so that it's not controversial to some degree, so my idea for the next one was, you're gonna have a joint council meeting with the Parks Advisory Committee. Just saying, hey, we had a joint meeting, I wanna thank the Parks Committee for all the work they've been doing, there's a lot of stuff going on, just something benign, but I totally understand your point.
Yeah, okay. Anything else on that issue, topic? No?
I'm okay with anything.
I approve them, I approve them. I have the final say, so, sorry. I do see them before they go out.
That's okay, I'm just.
Jason sends it to me and I'm like, yep, that looks good, yep, that's what we've been talking about, yep, that's factual, yep, that's, and so I sign off on them, so I'll make sure to keep a more, closer look. And if I think something's coming up or Ben, then we'll make sure we get it, and it's like, nope, that's not going in there, we'll maybe do that. Does that sound good? Okay. That's all I have. Ty, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Perfect. We're adjourned early.
You actually have to go out in that weather, it's nasty.
I gotta go to Portland City Hall.